There's a lot of vaccine regret out there, and I've had a strong uptick in the number of people reaching out to me over the last 2 to 3 weeks or so, asking the same question, essentially. Hey, is there any way to reverse the effects of the vaccines that they took? And most people took the mRNA injections, and if they understand how those work, they would know that there's an initial wave of all the mRNA particles going into your cells, taking over your ribosomes, and causing your body to produce all of these toxic, deadly spike protein nanoparticles that are then circulated through your entire body. And that begins immediately, within hours, and that continues for several weeks. But then there's also the long-term effect, which is that the DNA are altered in some of your cells. And because of the DNA alteration or the transfection, those cells will continue to churn out toxic spike protein bioweapons for the rest of your life. Because those cells will continue to live or divide, and they will pass on that genetic material to the next cells that they've divided into, and so on and so forth. So the rather obvious answer to this, and by the way, I'm going to share some good news here. There are ways to deal with this, but the obvious conclusion is that no, there is no way to reverse the effects of an mRNA injection. It doesn't work that way. Once your DNA are altered, your body is going to continue to churn out those spike proteins forevermore. The question is how many of your cells were transfected with that DNA. And we don't yet know the exact answer, but it might be a relatively small percentage of your total cells. It might be less than 1% of your total cells. In fact, that's very likely because you have, I don't know how many billion cells in your body. And yet, even if every cell were infected by a vaccine particle, it would still be a relatively small percentage of all the cells in your body. So let's think about this realistically. Some number of cells in your body, if you took the mRNA injection, are going to be bioweapons factories forevermore. There's no way to reverse that, but they aren't by any means the largest portion or a majority of the cells in your body. So what this really means in terms of a practical takeaway is that you're going to have to learn to manage living with bioweapons in your body. Bioweapons that cause neurological damage, cardiovascular damage, reproductive damage, and so on, with the acute effects really being cardiovascular or blood clotting. In other words, you could now say that after taking that vaccine, you have a pro-clotting tendency. Your blood will tend to clot more easily than it did before, even as it's circulating in your body, you see. But can you live with that? And I think the answer for most people is they can if they take action and they manage that for the rest of their lives through dietary and nutritional interventions. For example, you would need to, at least in my opinion, you would need to focus on living an anti-inflammatory lifestyle in terms of the foods and supplements that you consume. So you would want to avoid any pro-inflammatory foods such as fried foods or the wrong kinds of oils like canola oil, for example, or a lot of heavily processed foods or just junk oils, partially hydrogenated soybean oil, which is in so many things. And again, canola is horrific. And even think about homogenized milk fat. That's rather horrific as well. So if you instead switch to healthier oils, such as avocados and flax seeds and olive oil and things like that, then that might realistically counterbalance the pro-clotting tendencies of the spike protein bioweapons that your body is continuing to produce. Like literally, you could change your food choice and you might be able to counteract that. I mean, this is an educated guess. I'm a food scientist. This is my best guess right now. I can't prove it. We don't have enough data yet, but this is an educated guess. And if you want to reduce inflammation of your cardiovascular system, well, you know, think about vitamin C, and then of course, vitamin D. And then you might think about other types of healthy oils that improve blood flow, such as fish oil supplements, for example. There's also a plant-based oil called ahi flower oil, A-H-I flower oil. And that's one of my favorites because I'm not really that much into fish oils. I'm not sure where they're coming from or, you know, what's in them or the mercury or what have you. Although many of them, I'm sure, are very clean in the marketplace, I tend to focus on plant-based oils. That's just my personal preference. Now, the same thing goes for protecting your neurological system. If you have neuroprotective foods and superfoods, you know, anti-inflammatory foods, think about the spice known as turmeric, for example. You know, just think about all the different things that you could be eating that are nutritious, healthy foods, especially the potent spices and the garlic and the onions and the, you know, the ginger and all these other things. These all have very powerful medicinal value of some kind. And many of them can help normalize your body's response to inflammation. And can that have an effect to just help you live longer and prevent neurodegenerative responses? Yeah, absolutely. I think so. I think, you know, in fact, I've talked about anthocyanins, which is the color pigment that's in a lot of foods. And anthocyanins are anti-inflammatory. They prevent the inflammation or the overactivation of CD38, which is a pro-inflammation glycoprotein that's in your body. It's associated, by the way, with hemorrhagic fever and mortality from that. Too much inflammation, internal bleeding, you know, internal hemorrhaging, and so on. And you can grow anthocyanins. You can grow them in red lettuce or red cabbage or like red romaine, all kinds of different lettuces and things you can grow practically for free using a hydroponic system. So you can grow your own medicine. You can grow strawberries and get vitamin C. You can actually have a lot of these things for free or as close to free as you can imagine. I mean, a few pennies a dose in terms of your overall inputs into these systems. So the bottom line is, we don't know any way to reverse the effects of the mRNA vaccines, but we do know how to have healthy blood and healthy protections against neurological inflammation and neurological damage and so on. My theory is that the people who are most at risk from these vaccines are people who are already eating a lot of unhealthy oils, people who are on the verge of clotting, people who are dehydrated, which is very common, people who are, let's say, eating a lot of excitotoxins, MSG and yeast extract and so on. So they're already causing a certain amount of neurological inflammation and damage. And then when they take the vaccine, then it just pushes them across a tipping point. So, and this is why, in my view, not everybody's dying yet from the vaccine. And even, you know, the vaccine causes cancer. It causes a suppression of the double strand break repair mechanism in your body's cells that maintains genetic integrity. And the vaccine causes immune suppression. This is why so many people who took the vaccine already have AIDS-like syndrome, or they're going to have vaccine-induced AIDS in the months and years ahead. I think AIDS is the number one side effect that's going to be experienced in the long run from these vaccines. You know, frankly, it's going to be, in the short term, cardiovascular damage, heart attacks, strokes, blood clots. And then in the medium term, it's going to be AIDS-like effects, and then cancer over the long run, many years down the road. People are going to die from all these things, but you can protect yourself from all these things using lifestyle changes. So in other words, to repeat, no, we don't know how to remove the vaccine from the blood, and there are still artifacts that are in people's blood a year later because of the graphene oxide, by the way, and other bizarre biocircuitry types of things, nanotech, things that are in some of the vaccines, not all of them, but they are in some of the vaccines. We don't know any way to get that out. But we do know how to live an anti-cancer lifestyle or an anti-inflammation lifestyle. We do know how to protect your neurology or your fertility or your cardiovascular system. And that all comes down to food. So if anything, if someone's taking the vaccine out there and they're now waking up and saying, whoa, you know, maybe I shouldn't have done that. What can I do from here forward? Well, honestly, the biggest part of the answer for that is stop eating processed food. Stop eating junk food. Stop eating MSG and yeast extract and move over to organic food. You start growing your food. Have fresh produce. Start drinking superfoods like I do every single day. And a lot of it is food that I grow. You know, I do a smoothie every day with avocados and bananas. And then it's also with healthy oils and, you know, flax seeds and things like that. But I blend up a salad, an actual salad, all kinds of leafy greens and kale and chard and everything. I blend that into the smoothie every day. And then, you know, I'm doing all kinds of other things. I have pomegranates and I have kumquats and I have figs and things like that. And, you know, I'm constantly growing and consuming healthy foods and superfoods. And it's just become a lifestyle. And that is a lifestyle that's anti-cancer, anti-inflammation, anti-dementia, and even, frankly, anti-aging. You know, I was doing an interview the other day. And a guy comes on camera to start the interview. And he says, "My God, Mike, you know, you haven't aged a day. I was on with you 10 years ago. You look the same." And, you know, actually, I don't look the same. I'm growing old as well. But you can grow old in a healthy way. You can still have healthy skin. You can have high-functioning cognition even as you continue to age. You can be strong. You know, I'm still training in jiu-jitsu, even in my 50s. I don't even consider 50s to be old. It seems like a pretty young age, very active, not seeing any decline in anything. So, I mean, nobody lives forever. And it is possible that your lifespan may be shortened by taking the vaccine, but you can extend your lifespan with all these healthy lifestyle choices. And if you wake up now and do the things I'm talking about, you might live longer anyway. Maybe the vaccine was the wake-up call that you needed to change your life. You know, a lot of people have just been coasting on, you know, junk foods and just believing whatever the government told them and taking pharmaceuticals and so on. You know, that's a death sentence. That's a slow death sentence typically, but it is a death sentence. If the vaccine is what was necessary to get you off of that and to say, wait a second, I could make better choices. You know, I could live healthier and happier and longer if I just change what I eat and stop popping these pills and stop being injected with experimental gene alteration substances and things like that, you might live longer. You might be happier and healthier. So I would say to people, at whatever moment in your life you got red-pilled about all this, whatever moment woke you up, that's the right moment for you. That's the moment to start this very day and pursue a healthier lifestyle that can prevent cancer and prevent AIDS and boost your immune function and, you know, prevent heart attacks and strokes and so on. It's not that hard to prevent heart attacks and strokes. It's not that hard to prevent diabetes. It's not that difficult. It's just that most of what people buy at the grocery store is poison. Almost everything that's sold there is toxic, from the laundry detergent to the, you know, the coffee creamer to the processed foods. I mean, it's all toxic, to the toxic pesticide infested grains and so on. It's all toxic. And so learn about the difference between death foods and life foods, you know, life enhancing foods. And then also bring in physical exercise. Get moving again. You don't have to be a super athlete in order to do that. You just have to make a decision to start adding some physical activity to your life. And I got to tell you, I'm a huge fan of strength training at any age. Strength training activates your DNA. It wakes up your body, tells your body that you're trying to get younger. And if you can do safe exercises, even low intensity at first, at any age, your body's going to change its chemistry to adapt to that stress that you're putting on it. And it's going to respond in a way that makes you more youthful, boosts your circulation, boosts your strength, reduces chronic pain long-term, and also, by the way, boosts your happiness and brain hormones, because just by exercising, you are becoming your own happy, you know, brain pharmaceutical factory. You're actually churning out happiness molecules in your brain. And that's why the best treatment for depression is to start, you know, lifting kettlebells and pumping weights, even if they're small. Seriously, it's the best solution for depression. So I would really say, in conclusion, the only people that have to die from vaccines are people who choose to lead a death lifestyle anyway, you know, because they're eating death foods and taking death pharmaceuticals and death vaccines and so on and so forth, leading a sedentary lifestyle typically. But you don't have to choose that. You can make a different choice every day. You don't even have to decide to live longer right now. You could decide next week. You can say, for this week, I'm going to stick with the death foods, you know, just to finish it out. And then next week, I'll start eating healthy. Okay, that's fine. It's your choice. It's your schedule. No pressure from me. You can decide anytime you want. I mean, some people might say, no, I'd rather die faster for the next year. And then after a year, I think I'll try to live longer and be healthier. Okay, that's fine. I mean, we're not going to live forever. Do what you think is best for you. It's no pressure from me at all. People think if I'm at a meal with a bunch of other people, like I'm going to judge what everybody's eating. No, I'm not. Eat whatever you want. You know, every once in a while, I'll have a barbecue brisket too. Maybe every few months or so is usually when that happens. I love some barbecue brisket, just not every day, you know, because I don't want to destroy my colon from the inside, right? So you gotta have some balance, you know. Every day I'm drinking superfoods and growing healthy plants and doing all kinds of things like that. Every once in a while, yeah, I have a barbecue sandwich or something. I'm not giving up life to be healthy. I'm enhancing life and staying healthy. Believe me, you don't have to torture yourself to be a healthy person. It's actually quite enjoyable. So that's my advice on all of this, whether you're taking the vaccine or not. Just make today the beginning of the healthiest era of your life. And you're going to be better off no matter what you've done before. You could have smoked crack with Hunter Biden and you could still make a healthier choice today. I'm going to give up the crack pipes today because Hunter's getting indicted. And maybe that's your choice today. Okay, good. Good for you. Give up the crack. Get into some avocados instead. They have the advantage of being legal to consume, by the way. In any case, that's my take on it. Thank you for listening. God bless you. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Take care.